Okay, here's a number that may be hard to wrap your head around. We consume about 40 million turkeys every Thanksgiving, but many of us are scaling back this year because of the pandemic. And that's leaving many turkey producers like John Zimmerman in a predicament. You're listening to Sound of John's Turkey Farm in Northfield, Minnesota. P&J Products raises about 200,000 turkeys a year. That's about 3 to 4 million pounds of turkey. And to talk more about this, I'd like to welcome John to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
John, this is usually a busy time for turkey farmers like yourself. How has the pandemic impacted your sales for this holiday?
The uncertainty has been the most challenging, I would say, because the turkeys that the public will consume at Thanksgiving are actually, you know, placed and hatched back in June and July. So the industry had to decide what was Thanksgiving going to be like this year, and trying to figure out exactly what we wanted to do. There's just too many unknowns.
Yes. A lot of your turkey goes to the military, schools, cruise ships. When the pandemic hit, I hear that you had a lot of cancellations. How does this impact the supply chain, and how do you navigate?
Well, early on, you know, in March and April, yeah, there were a lot of cancellations from the food service sector, and we were able to relabel and resell that to a retail sector.
In a normal year, what kind of turkey meat would your consumers want on their Thanksgiving dinner plate?
In a normal year for Thanksgiving, most people like that whole bird, that 10 to 12 pound whole bird. You know, our concern this year was if family gatherings were going to be smaller, does that bird need to be smaller? Or if they were going to be, you know, larger, does it need to be larger? The hope of the industry is that people realize that, you know, turkey can be consumed the other 364 days of the year also, whether it be ground turkey, turkey sausage, turkey bacon, whatever. So our job is just to make sure the consumer has, you know, a myriad level of choices. However they want to consume turkey, we'll make that product for them.
You produce what the consumer wants, but as you alluded to, this is a tricky calculation because you're dealing with living beings being turkeys. And so you're trying to figure out how big you should have them grow to, how small. I mean, how stressful has that been for you over the last few months in trying to make that determination?
Guessing what the consumer wants is always a challenge, but part of it's also education. Like I said, we want to educate the consumer that we can, you know, do different things. You know, Subway sandwiches and deli meat have been very strong this year for different reasons. People are cooking at home more, so we've seen an increased demand for turkeys on the grill, more increased demand and increased interest in smoking turkeys. So that's kind of been a bright spot for the industry, and we'll play to that as much as we can.
A bright spot for the industry that has kind of been trying to get Americans to understand that they can eat turkey all year round, as you mentioned. What happens to turkeys that are not sold? What are your options?
Most supermarkets have contracted their Thanksgiving birds a long time ago. They'll just lower the price and get them sold. And there is more turkey going into cold storage right now because there is a decrease in overall consumption just because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Between freezing and the grocery stores have to handle some of that too. It's taken care of.
Your dad started raising turkeys as a Future Farmers of America project in high school back in the 1950s. You took it over in 1999. P&J Products is a family farm. What are some of your longer term worries?
We're a smaller operation, and as every industry grows, it becomes more consolidated, more integrated. So we've had to partner with various companies to maintain our relevance, I would say. But you also try to maintain your independence as much as possible. So how do we remain as a small family farm, but still remain, you know, economically viable?
The pandemic has completely upended supply chains in so many industries. According to the USDA, the turkey business last year generated about $4 billion in revenue. What do you think the long-term consequences of this moment will be for the turkey industry? And do you think it will be able to bounce back?
It'll take time. And the tail on this pandemic is a lot longer than people realize. Like I said, if there's more product going into cold storage, that's going to affect supplies, you know, even after the pandemic is over, and we'll have to work through that.
That's John Zimmerman. He's the owner of P&J Products, a turkey farm in Northfield, Minnesota. Thank you so much, John, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Please eat a turkey for us.